Word of mouth.
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 Well, definitely.
Mouth. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, the high cost of high fashion. A documentary follows young teen models looking for a ticket out of poverty, only to find themselves exploited and in debt. Also today, Eastern Europe, New Orleans, and the Donner Party all make rich soil for musician Howard Fishman. We'll hear songs from a genuine troubadour later in the show. But first, the video game of autism. Last month, Vancouver hosted the Hacking Health Weekend Hackathon. That's a forum for collaboration between technology experts and health officials from across Canada. There, a team presented a game simulation designed to increase understanding and empathy toward those afflicted with autism. The first-person indie game is called AudiSim and uses 3D graphics to simulate the difficulties of sensory overload. Here's just a sample.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Tylin Kay is one of the developers behind the thought-provoking game and joins us now with more. Tylin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia.
Walk us through this game. What does the player see and hear?
Basically, the players find themselves in a playground, in a busy playground, and they assume the role of a child with autism. And they have to navigate through this playground, trying to find something to play with. But kids being kids, they're very loud, and soon you find out that can be a significant overload for your hypersensitive senses. And that overload is represented visually as distortion and blur, and as well as audio distortion as well.
Yeah, well, you see that there's sort of shrieking in the ears, and then you move forward towards these figures, but there's no face. They're just sort of staring blankly at you. Has this ever been attempted before, Thailand, simulating what it's like to be inside of the head of an autistic person?
It has, in different formats. I think there's an art installation in Netherlands where you basically enter this giant metal cage that is in the shape of a human head, and there are many screens and speakers all blaring at you. But, of course, it's not very practical in terms of being able to experience it. You know, not everybody has the budget to have a field trip to Netherlands.
Right.
In addition to that, of course, there's the documentary Inside Autism, which was the inspiration for this game, which documents the personal experiences of a person with autism going through Walmart. Well, it's a larger documentary, but that one part is about going through a mall, and the sensory overload there is so much that they have to flee the scene. But in terms of being able to experience it from a first-person view, I think I'm not aware of any other attempt.
How did you, Tylin, come to understand, as a person without autism, what the experience was like? I mean, did you test it on anybody, and how did you translate that into this game?
The technology part was actually not that hard. The idea, again, as I said, was mainly the documentary I watched on YouTube. It was a short clip. In addition to that, I also have people in my life who have their invisible disabilities that's getting in the way of them integrating with social life. So it was interesting in that regard how something seemingly normal can pose a significant barrier, an inclusion challenge for somebody with a certain disability. So that was the main drive. Aside from that, the technology part was basically just taking what I saw in that documentary and just applying it to a 3D world.
Have you tested this out on any of your friends with autism? Do you know how close you came to replicating the experience?
We got a lot of feedback online. We reached about more than 90,000 people in the span of a month. And the feedback has been very positive in that regard. But I have to say, autism is a very wide spectrum. So that one experience that we put on the screen is not representative of the entire spectrum. That said, many people came out and said, thank you for giving me a way to express what it is like for me. This is exactly what I go through. In some other cases, people said, okay, this is not exactly what I go through, but it does a good job of getting the point across. And for that, we support it. So, yeah. very supportive in that regard.
We're talking about a new indie game that simulates sensory overload commonly experienced by people with autism. Tylin Kay is team leader behind the development of the game. Well, I'm wondering about that negative reaction. Anytime we've done anything on this program about autism, we find it's a very hot button issue. A lot of people respond.
Yeah.
A lot of people are very on guard about how things are portrayed. I wondered if anyone is criticizing you for, you know, capitalizing on the difference or highlighting the difference.
Yeah, there have been criticisms. And we found that most of the criticisms were actually around the issue of having somebody with autism on the team and having their feedback. Due to the nature of the event, it was a weekend event, we couldn't arrange for somebody with autism to be on the team. But after we received those criticisms, I personally made it my mission to engage people who voiced their concerns and actually gathered all the feedback from them personally. And yeah, once engaged, it seemed that their main concern was not necessarily the accuracy or portrayal of the condition, but more about being included in that process of producing something. And going forward, we will make sure that they are included.
What is the ultimate goal going forward? Are you going to try and sell this to consumers or maybe therapists or educators?
No, our goal is to keep this not-for-profit strictly available to all communities free of charge. But of course, it needs additional work to get to that point, to be a serious tool, resource. For instance, you might have noticed there's no animation, there's no artificial intelligence.
Right.
The environment is just a playground. So we want to keep adding to that and basically make it a more immersive experience that is more representative of the general spectrum.
Are you funded for that, or is this all on your dime?
All on our dime. We are a team of three. We have our own limited resources. But we are looking for organizations and people who share our goal and values around raising awareness around this issue. And we are hoping to collaborate with them.
Tylin Kay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tylin Kay, team leader and developer behind AutoSim. That's a game in development that simulates the sensory experience of people with autism. You can find more on the project, including a video sample of the game, at wordofmouthradio.org.